I'm glad Mother's not here to see what's become of me. The thought of her withering disappointment. I'm a middle-grade fixer, one of thousands in the dome. I sit all day in front of a terminal, sifting through line after line of computer code. My job is to spot errors in logic as the systems are expanded, as the Federation reaches out across space. A misplaced phrase or bit of punctuation, a discrepancy in the syntax, and we halt the advance of humanity into the unknown. They tell us that, to make our work sound more exciting. It's not exciting at all. I've never been in space myself. I used to dream of seeing Mars, walking through dust the color of blood, beneath a pale pink sky. But I never quite dared ask for leave to go, too scared they'd refuse me and crush my paltry dream. I'm happier keeping my head down anyway, getting on with my work, then going home each evening to a cozy dinner with Crean. I've only been outside the dome 4 times. 5, if you include today.
Where am I?
Dreary, isn't it? You can see why no one comes out here.
How did you get me outside the dome?
It wasn't difficult. Careful study of the security rotor on your level and the communal rubbish chute.
Our rubbish is incinerated.
Not when there's scheduled downtime for maintenance and cleaning. Not that it was scheduled until a couple of hours ago. That's also why we don't stink. You're welcome.
You think I should be grateful?
Look, I don't want to do you any harm. And not if you cooperate. And...
Never!
I can easily shoot you again.
All right.
I was trying to be nice. Which doesn't come easily. And you're lucky you weren't blown up.
Why? What's out here?
I don't know. But they don't like people coming outside without proper authorization.
Then we should go back.
Keep going. What I want you to see is up this way anyway. Just watch your feet. Go on.
Please, take me back.
Aren't you curious to know why I brought you out here?
I just want to go home.
Even if I wanted to take you back, I couldn't right now.
The chutes will be working again.
And no gap in the security rotor for another 6 hours. Besides, you just run to the authorities, tell them all about me.
I wouldn't. I promise. I won't tell anyone.
Not even your husband?
I could promise not to tell Crean for a while, so you had time to get away. Please.
It's not me you need to worry about. What do you think the authorities will do to you when they find out what you've done?
I haven't done anything.
You've consorted with a known criminal, made illegal use of a municipal rubbish chute, and been outside the dome without authorization.
But I had no choice. You forced me.
I suppose they might take that into consideration, but they won't be happy with me for getting past their security, and they won't be happy with you for knowing that I did.
But they wouldn't hold that against me. It wouldn't be fair.
I can see you're new to this. You've never broken any rules.
Everyone breaks the rules. Sometimes.
And in the Federation, everyone gets caught. Some people find that sinister, but I find the thought comforting. When you're good, you prosper. And when you're bad, they catch you and you're punished. It's only fair. I broke the rules once. I mean, in a big way. There are lots of petty misdemeanors in my life, but once, just once, I fell in love. His name was... I won't say his name. It was a long time ago and doesn't matter now. We worked together, going through a batch of log files line by line.